hey, before we get started, just a quick note that there is just too much money coming in on the supportkenneth.com page, so please stop. If you really must, okay, go back to supportkenneth.com, but I really need to get this under control. Okay, on with the show. Hey, I'm Kenneth Wajda. I'm a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my daily morning photography podcasts. So yesterday I was out at two different First Friday art events. One was in Denver at the Santa Fe Art District, and there must have been a dozen or more galleries I walked in and out of. And up in Boulder, the North Boulder has a great gathering with bands playing outside and vendors selling food and art, jewelry, clothing, things like that. And there were several galleries up in that space too that had work showing. And after walking through all of the galleries in Denver, I concluded that I don't really like art. Well, I do, but I like art that is recognizable. I guess it's because I'm a documentary filmmaker or documentary photographer, and my world is documentary pictures, and I want to see things that depict something that I can get my head around, something I can understand. I can understand a colorful painting that's abstract just for a wall to add a splash of color, but when it comes to meaning, I strive to find meaning. And I walked into many galleries in Denver, and I didn't find much in the way of anything that caught my eye, because it all felt like similar versions of abstract contemporary art that I don't connect with. And that doesn't mean that other people don't, and that doesn't mean that it's wrong or bad. It just means that I don't get it. It doesn't really seem to work for me. Hey, is that a cuckoo clock? Hey, that is a cuckoo clock. It just doesn't work for me. As much as I want it to work, it just doesn't work for me. So I ended up in Boulder at the North Boulder art show. And there was somebody who had made oil paints, and some of the oil paints were quite impressionistic abstracts of children playing in the surf of the ocean. And I could get behind that because I could understand it, because I could get what it was and what they were creating, and I could recognize something. And as much as I want to say I enjoy the art shows, I never see documentary photography. I never see street photography. I get bored with nature photography because every nature photographer that I see looks like they were all standing next to each other shooting the same picture. Every nature photo gallery has the same mountain shots and the same bear shots and the same antelope or mule deer shots. And I've seen them, and they've all been overdone in exactly the same way. I don't see anything new. There was one photographer who was showing at a Boulder art fair a couple of years ago, and his nature was all black and white and kind of minimalistic and kind of soft, kind of a different approach to nature photography. And I gave him high marks for creating something that didn't look like all the rest. But I'm betting all the rest sold much more than he did, because his work would take a different viewer to appreciate it, somebody like me, versus all of the people who buy all of the normal things, all of the ordinary pictures of the mountains and the bears. They'll sell those all day long in full color. So I guess it's important to know what you like. I guess it's important to look and see what connects with you. I really don't get much from abstract contemporary art, and I can appreciate that oil painting when it had children playing in a ocean wave, and other oil paintings or other paintings where there are people involved. I think I'm a people person, and I want to see people engaged in things. There's a coffee shop in my town, and there's a painting of a woman sitting in her room. Right now, I can picture that. I actually like that because it's of somebody that I can recognize, and somebody painted something of a moment or a scene that inspired them to make a painting. But the abstracts just don't do it for me. And it feels like there are 20 abstract galleries before I see anything that starts to represent anything real. And when it is real, it's more of the nature photography. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. If you can support, go to supportkenneth.com. I'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's to good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.